When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
I still don't understand how, when I walk out of the Seaport above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 here at ESPN Radio, and I hear a guy talking about our show, how that could be spun as a loss. But because he didn't recognize me, he's still talking about our show.
I just picture you so excited hearing this, being like, hey.
I did do that.
And that your face was filled with excitement and joy, and then he's like, get out of my way, boss.
I didn't even get the boss. I didn't get the boss. And ironically, it was like minutes after you were telling me this story about how you got recognized the other day at the Italian sub guy. I was ordering an Italian sub, and they recognized my voice. CC back with us on Monday. We are on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen, with you. So, Justin Fields... quarterback, Chicago Bears, of course, went on the 3013 podcast with the St. Brown brothers, and that's Amon-Ra and EQ St. Brown, and discussed why he unfollowed the Bears, right? He also, they got into a conversation about MJ versus LeBron, to which triggered this from me yesterday on our show. He said he likes LeBron more than Michael. That's it. That is demanding a trade.
That's blasphemy in Chicago.
You cannot be the Chicago Bears quarterback and say that you are going to take LeBron over Michael. You could say, I'm a huge LeBron fan. I played at Ohio State. I've appreciated him. I love him. I look up to him. Nothing wrong with that. You can't be the quarterback of the Chicago Bears and say, yeah, give me LeBron over Michael. He just asked out. Okay, so I had that take. Obviously, and ESPN 1000 in Chicago, needless to say, was reacting yesterday to our conversation about that comment by Justin Fields. Okay. Cap and Jay Hood in an hour, okay? And Mark Silverman, Peggy Kaczynski, Waddle and Sylvie. Waddle was out yesterday. Well, they did, at least Sylvie did not like what was said in our show yesterday.
This has officially now jumped the shark. If we're now basing whether or not Justin Fields is demanding a trade based on whether he's picking LeBron or Michael, this is insane. These kids today, because it's so available, like my kid wanted a Justin Jefferson jersey.
Right. That I agree with you. Because everything, they can watch anything now on their devices.
And he's watching.
They don't have to be in that city anymore.
On YouTube, Justin Jefferson make the one-handed catch against the Bills.
Yeah.
And he's like, Justin Jefferson is awesome. I want a Justin Jefferson jersey. And I'm like, look, as long as it's not a Packer jersey, I'll relent to that. It sucks, but we also have a Justin Fields jersey. I really don't care if Justin Fields thinks that LeBron's better. I don't if he's the Bears quarterback and he's slinging it.
Listen,
I don't think he's making a statement on whether he wants in or out based on...
No, that I agree with you.
Like, I don't know if he's saying that tongue-in-cheek either.
A little veiled, you know, I'm out. Yeah, I agree. It's not a veiled comment. But it's a stupid comment to make if you think you're coming back to Chicago. It is, because our kids... can get a Justin Jefferson jersey and name it, Ohtani jersey, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Right.
Okay, our kids can. But when you're collecting a paycheck in Chicago playing for one of Chicago's teams, I don't think you see that often.
Get him, Peggy. Well done. All right, so Sylvie had his take, Peggy had her take. Smalls, here's the overall point. I'm not suggesting that Justin Fields actually was asking for a trade by saying LeBron over MJ. Mm-hmm. What I'm suggesting is when you go to a new city and you're not from that city and you're on a sports team, I think it is part of the job description to embrace that city and that city's sports teams and that city's food, culture, and interest. I think it is your job. Like, I was in South Florida for a long period of time. If you did not know Dwayne Wade, you would have thought he was born and raised in Miami.
Yeah.
He embraced South Florida in a way that was unbelievable. And you're like, oh, wait, he's actually from Chicago. You forget that. I believe it is the job of the athlete, part of the job description is you get drafted to or traded to a team that part of the job description is embrace the city. And if you're going to say anyone over Michael Jordan, you ain't embracing Chicago. That's my point.
Yeah, you're... last name may be on the back of the jersey, but on the front, you're representing a city. You're representing an organization that you're likely the face of, especially if you're the starting quarterback of said team, but you're an extension of that city and that fan base, and you're representing them in so many ways. And there's a reason why when these guys get drafted and they go into a city, there's people from the team that take them around and they tell them what the culture is and they tell them what the food is and they tell you the do's and don'ts and help you get ingratiated into this community where you're going to live, because not only do they want you to be, feel comfortable and know the lay of the land, but you're representing these people now. And Justin Fields knows that. He talked about how much he rocks with the fans of Chicago, how much he loves the city. If it was up to him, that he would stay there because he loves being a Bear and he loves the city of Chicago. He knows that it's not wise for him to say LeBron over Michael as somebody who plays for the Bears, but he also just unfollowed the team, and I think he sees the writing on the wall. So I think perhaps making that statement now, he doesn't care as much of how it would land or what the reaction would be as he would 6 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams is going to get drafted by the Chicago Bears, more likely than not, right?
Yes.
He can't get there and talk about how great Washington, D.C. in that area is, or how great Los Angeles is, or Oklahoma is, any of the places he's been. He's got to show up and say, I can't wait to embrace Chicago. I've heard all about the deep dish pizza. I've heard all about these great restaurants. This is going to be so exciting for me to embrace this. I want to take a picture in front of the Michael Jordan statue out there. I want to embrace everything that is about Chicago.
Have you guys seen the Bean? Great.
Right. I mean, all of this. You want the athlete to embrace all of that. That is my point, that I don't think that is too much to ask for. And I think every single fan listening to our show right now, thank you, first of all. Second of all, would say, yes, if I am a fan of a certain team, and a player gets drafted into that team or traded to that team, and she or he embraces the community, I like them more. I immediately like them more. Now, if they stink on the field or on the court or on the ice, that's a different story. Yes.
Of course.
So, you know, Sylvie's saying, well, if he threw for 35 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, who cares if he thinks LeBron over Michael? I agree. But he didn't do that. Right? So now it's something to me where I want my athletes, sorry, to embrace my team, my city, my community, my sports, my food, everything.
Well, of course, because they are trying to connect with the fan base so that they buy tickets and that they absorb the product in so many ways. And that's what you are, unfortunately, if you're a member of the team. You are an entertainment product that people are interested in and that they pour into financially. It's all connected. But I also think that context in this situation matters. If Caleb Williams goes to Chicago and after his first year says, I'm a huge LeBron fan. I love LeBron. I think he's the best player to ever play in the NBA. I don't think it would land the same way that it would on a guy who is in the middle of a will we or won't we situation, whether his organization is going to keep him. He just unfollowed the team. Like, there's a lot of things that we're looking at.
Wait a minute, Smalls. What? You just said if Caleb Williams shows up to Chicago and says LeBron over Michael, you'd be okay with that?
I'm like a year into it, if he's really good, I don't think it lands the same.
I think it would be dumb.
I don't think it would be wise, but I don't think it would be as big of a talking point, because we are right now trying to prognosticate on Justin Fields' future, and we are taking these little pieces of information that he shared with us on following the team, saying LeBron over Michael, as himself, him maybe distancing himself in a way from the Bears because he knows what is likely going to happen.
All right, so we heard that piece of audio from Sylvie, Mark Silverman, and Peggy Kaczynski on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, right? You heard the piece of audio. Here's what's interesting. Our very own Nuno, producer of this show, had a whole different takeaway from all of this, right? We're sitting here, we're talking about Michael and LeBron, we're talking about the act of a player joining a team and a city and how they're supposed to embrace it. Your takeaway from this, Nuno, was what?
That Sylvie bought his son a Justin Jefferson jersey living in Chicago, and he's okay with that. I guess as long as it wasn't a Packers jersey. Now, full disclosure, right? My first love, as Evan's learning, because based upon my tweet, is soccer.
Yep. Yes.
I love, my favorite team is called Benfica. They're the biggest soccer team in Portugal.
Okay.
Their eternal rival is Porto, which is my father's team.
Mm.
The one thing I remember, I was born in Portugal. We moved here when I was a little bit over, before I was my second birthday. But my cousins ingrained my love for Benfica. So I'm a disappointment in that sense when it comes to sports to my father.
Wow.
Keep it to that sense.
Wow.
Right? Like, there's other things, but to that.
Disappointment.
When it comes to
sports. I'm a disappointment to my father. Okay, let's unpack this a little, Nuno.
But like, But I just find it weird, based upon the fandom that I have, that you allow your kids to pick a team. Like, this shouldn't be, like, why?
But didn't,
like,
your dad allow you to pick a team?
Well, no, but that's it. But like, that's interesting. So Nuno's saying that he believes that kids' teams should be determined by parents. Is that correct, Nuno?
Exactly. Like, you live in their home. Like, it's no, like, we like the Bears. Like, it's going to be a lot of pain and suffering, son. Like, you're going to be a lot of disappointment.
When Sylvie's son says to him, I want to get a Justin Jefferson jersey, and I know Sylvie very well. He's a wonderful guy. Sylvie likely said, okay, well, do X, Y, and Z to earn it or whatever it is, or for the next birthday or holiday, whatever it is. Fine. Nuno's suggesting that the answer should have been no.
No,
absolutely not.
Can I?
We're a Bears house.
Okay,
son.
So I'm going to take this in St. Louis. There are certain things you don't do, right? You cannot wear a Cubs jersey, right? You just cannot cheer for the Cubs if you're in St. Louis. If you're somebody that grows up there, it is not.
Michelle, how about a Reds? Like,
but that's what I was going to say. If I had a kid and they said, "Oh, I want to wear a Cubs jersey," I'd say, absolutely not. If they said, you know who's electric? Ellie De La Cruz. He's my favorite baseball player. I want to have an Ellie De La Cruz jersey. I'd say, allowed. We will allow that in this house. You can cheer for him.
Because
it's in the same division.
No.
But it's not your immediate rival. And I think that's what
Sylvie
was saying.
That is your immediate rival. It's the same division.
So, yeah. Pat,
you're saying that the Bears and Vikings aren't rivals?
They absolutely are.
That's what I'm saying. This is completely insane.
I'm saying it's not to the level of the Packers.
It's completely unacceptable.
Wait, Pat, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. You're suggesting, because Michelle is saying there's basically blackout dates. You can't fly on these dates.
Yeah.
You cannot be a Cubs fan, but you can be other teams' fans if you're a Cardinals house like she'll have.
Well, no, he's appreciating a singular player on the Vikings in Justin Jefferson. He's not becoming a Vikings fan.
It's still a Vikings jersey.
Right, but he's not becoming a Vikings fan.
I mean,
he's not chanting skull before bedtime.
He may be.
But that leads to sports cheating, I feel like, because I blame LeBron for this.
I don't know what you're gonna say, but I agree with you.
I blame LeBron for this. I grew up in, again, you know, where it's you had your teams. They caused a lot of heartache. You know, it's sad. I'm a New York fan, so I've had a lot of heartache, but I've had some great moments. And that's what you rode with. When LeBron came into the league, people stopped being Cavs fans or Heat fans. They became LeBron fans. So they were Cavs fans when LeBron was there. They became Heat fans. They went back to being Cavs fans. I think that's what happened, and I hate that. Like, I despise that. You shouldn't have a jersey of a player just because he's your favorite player from another team. Like, no, what we root for in this house is what we root for. Get that other garbage out. Sorry, Dad.
Nuno's going to run. Basically, he's a drill sergeant.
I love this so much.
I love it. It's great. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Telephone number to join the show. Should parents determine children's teams, kids' teams? And should there be exceptions to the rules on this? Because Nuno, of all of the things that Sylvie and Peggy said, the one thing that jumped out to Nuno had nothing to do with our show. They literally were reacting to audio from our show. Nuno's like, I don't care. What about the Justin Jefferson thing?
It's a good conversation.
It's a great one. Should parents determine the rooting interests for their children? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's the telephone number to join the show. We'll get your phone calls in coming up. It's Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Tune into NBA action tomorrow night. Knicks Celtics presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Chris Carlin, Tim Legler on the call for that. Legs will join us in about 15 minutes or so. So I just want to make sure we're on the same page on this. Not that we have to be, but I think we are, Smalls. Canty back with us on Monday. Athlete gets drafted to team.
Mm-hmm.
Lives in that town. They have to almost throw away their previous fandom and become fans of the teams in that city, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we are in agreement on that.
There are certain cardinal rules whenever you are the face of a franchise and representing a city that you just cannot do.
Right.
You have to check certain things at the door and lean into your new environment.
Okay, we're in agreement on that. Now, a topic has been debated here as to whether or not, if you're a parent, it is your job to determine your kids' fandom. Now, I will tell you, my kids are both Miami Heat fans like me.
Okay.
My son is a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. I am not a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. He is 10 years old. He's old enough to make his own decisions on fandom. I did not force him to be a fan of any team. We live in New York. It's weird to be a Jaguars fan, but it's weird to be a Heat fan, but he's a Jaguars fan.
But I will give your son grace here because it's not like you grew up in New England and you're a Patriots fan because of geography. You picked your own team, so your son should also be allowed to pick his own team.
Now, Nuno probably has an issue with that, right? Like, you're saying I should have forced him to be all New York fans because I live here?
No. I mean, your fandom is in question anyway. So.
Yeah, agreed.
So, yeah, we won't use you as an example.
You're the worst barometer for this conversation.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, Michelle is the perfect
I'm not arguing with anything you just said, by the way. I want to be clear on that.
Go ahead, Nuno. You said Michelle's the perfect?
Yeah, like, the barometer. Yeah, just stop there, right? Michelle's just perfect. But, like, she's a perfect barometer for this because of the fact that, like, she... diehard St. Louis fan.
Mm-hmm.
She wishes the Rams just...
Misery. Zero success.
Not even disappear. She just wants them to be miserable.
I want them to suffer every
day. Yeah, 0-17 is better than disappearing for you, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
lose money, too.
And lose every game on the last, second field goal. Like,
yes,
go 0-17 that way. So that's why that I think when it comes to this type of discussion, she is perfect for this.
Yeah, somebody's coming. If the Cardinals draft somebody, like Jordan Walker is the perfect example. He is touted as the next Albert Pujols. They think that he's going to be the cornerstone of the organization for hopefully decades to come. He cannot come to St. Louis and say, wow, the Rams, what a steal with Puka Nacua. You can't say that.
By the way, Michelle hates the Rams and the Dodgers. Listen to her with Mason in Ireland every Thursday on ESPN Radio in LA.
Didn't do it yesterday.
What happened?
They didn't text me. I don't know. No hit yesterday.
Oh, drama. Are you calling out ESPN LA?
No, I think maybe they know that I don't like the Dodgers and I don't like the Rams.
Interesting. Ty in Phoenix listening on 98.7 FM. What's up, Ty?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that parents definitely should choose their kids' sports teams. I grew up in a Niners household, so I'm a Niners fan. But that being said, I also grew up in Arizona, so they made an allowance that the Cardinals were allowed for a football team. Mm. So that just has to be said. Second, I just wanted to comment on the Justin Fields thing. I think it's a little less about leaving Chicago and a little more about making a play to go to the Cleveland Browns because of their quarterback woes. So he's commenting on LeBron favorably.
Mm.
I'd love to hear you guys comment on that.
Wow. So now we have taken the Justin Fields comments as not only, quote unquote, asking out of Chicago, asking into Cleveland. Didn't see that.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Sean, also in Phoenix, listening on 98.7. I like it. 98.7 showing up strong today.
Love
What's
Phoenix.
Up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Hey, so first off, my brother got married a couple years ago. I was the best man. In that speech, I related being married to being a sports fan. So you got to stay loyal. Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it's great. But you can't keep looking at every team and jumping ship. Mm-hmm. That's number one.
But wait a minute. That's different, though. I'm not a good barometer, as Nuno has said, and Pat has said on this, but that's different than making your kids a fan of a certain team.
So I do think that the parents have say in what teams their children should root for. I've got a one-year-old daughter. She will be a Diamondbacks fan, Cardinals fan, Sun fan, Coyotes fan, if they're still in Phoenix. But when I meet people in Phoenix that have been born and raised here, and they are not a local sports team fan, I have to question it. Mm-hmm. If they are a Kansas City Chiefs fan, but they grew up in Phoenix, why? The Cardinals have been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. They've sucked. We've had a lot of really crappy years, one good one going to the Super Bowl, but why don't you support the local teams?
Well, I think you know the answer, and thanks for the call. And that way, when it comes to football, why would you be a Chiefs fan and not a Cardinals fan? Because they would be like me, and they'd be a front runner.
Yeah, they're the Evan Cohens of the world.
Yeah, well, there's your answer. Jeff in Virginia, listening to 94.1. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning.
So, yeah, as a father of five, I tried my darndest to steer my children in the right direction. My wife and I are Ravens fans, and we have two Steelers fans, a Bengals fan, a Patriots fan, and a Broncos fan in the house.
So, oh, my God.
Wait, Jeff, you went 0 for 5?
0 for 5,
oh,
and I tried.
Jeff.
I tried. I even threatened grounding, but it just didn't work. And
wow.
They hammered down their own path, and it's not my fault that they're reaping the fate of their choices.
Jeff, I have to ask the question that everyone listening right now is wondering. Do your kids hate you?
Yes, sir. It would appear so, yes.
They should have followed your path, though. It sounds like the Ravens would have been a great pick for them.
And thanks for the call. 0 for 5 kids, you're trying to get all of them to be Ravens fans, and they're fans of not only the fans of other teams in the AFC that the Ravens have competed against over the course of time.
Okay, but he is from Virginia, and he is a Ravens fan. I don't know the distance from where he lives to Baltimore, but I always view it this way. Like, in St. Louis, you have direct access to the Cardinals.
Where do you think Virginia is relative to Baltimore? It's not on the West Coast.
Well, no, I know. Like, we have access to go to Cardinals games all the time because of the way the city is built. You know, you're 20 minutes, 30 minutes away. It's easy to get to a game. I think that helps in building your fan base as a kid when you're at the games all the time.
I'm reporting that Smalls thinks Baltimore's in California. That's what I've just realized.
I'm just saying it might not be, hey, we can go once or twice a month to these games so that you can watch your team play. Because when you're a little kid and you go to the ballpark and it's so much bigger than you, it's larger than life, you fall in love with that team and you fall in love with the experience. So I think I'm just giving Jeff a little grace on going 0 for 5, saying it might have been a little difficult if you don't have access to take your kids to the games all the time.
Logan in Tennessee, listening on 95.3 FM. What's up, Logan?
What's up? Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So my kids know what's up. Orange and white only. Or you don't have a place to sleep. That's how we do it. Tennessee Vols or Lady Vols or bust. And you better not have anything that's got to do with a Florida Gator, or not only will you not have a place to sleep, you will be disowned.
So, Logan, one of your kids comes home with a Tebow Florida jersey. Ooh. What happens to them?
Unacceptable. I've argued with my grandparents about this because Tebow's a great Christian guy, and they got on me. I said, he can be a great guy, but you know what? He's still a Florida Gator, and that trumps everything.
Well done. Well done. All right. America's analyst. That's what now I'm going to describe him as. America's analyst, Tim Legler. He can analyze anything at any time. He analyzed that entire Prince concert with us the other day. Analyzes movies. We have to analyze the parenting and maybe some food things. And, the NBA as well, of course, with Tim Legler, who will join us next. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
And the man sitting next to us will be on the call for that Knicks-Celtics game on ESPN Radio, along with Chris Carlin. Tim Legler joins us. Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen, Chris Canty back with us on Monday. All right, Legs, we've called you America's analyst. You happen to specialize in basketball, but you are amazing at analyzing everything in life. So we have a few things we need you to analyze here.
Oh, man, here we go.
America's okay. Analyst, yeah.
Right.
Tim Legler.
All right.
All right. Should parents determine kids' fandom? In other words, you are a lifelong Washington Commanders fan. You have kids. Do they have to be a Commanders fan as a result?
Yes, but I have a good story about this. If you're here,
you do.
Okay.
Of course,
so
you do.
America's analyst.
My older son was born in Philadelphia Eagles country because that's where I was based at the time. He grew up there. All his friends are Eagles fans. He was an Eagles fan when he was a little kid, so he wanted to do. I'm watching a different team on Sundays. Kind of felt weird, like, why are we rooting for the same team? I basically started to just work on his little impressionable mind. And I took him to a couple games with me. And he's like, kind of into, like, this is fun, going to FedEx Field. Everybody's treating him good. It's nice. I'll be a Washington fan. So he starts wearing a gear. We get him a couple jerseys. That year, the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
And he was not part of that party. He was not part of that crowd. And it was basically child abuse. What I did to him.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I took him away from this moment with all his friends, you know, celebrating this. And I literally felt guilty that I sucked him into this. And they were terrible for the 3 or 4 years. And then finally, I just released him. I released him back to what he wanted. And he's back. He likes the Eagles again.
Oh, he hit free agency?
Yep, yeah, he did.
Unrestricted?
Yep.
You and didn't I'm have okay a right to match.
Yeah, exactly right. My daughter is Eagle fan. She was born in Eagle country. Of course, I married a former Philadelphia Eagle cheerleader. So that, you know, her loyalties are more with the Eagles, but she just wants me to be happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm not in a great mood 3 hours from now if we lose. So she just, whatever makes me happy. Now, my little guy, he's definitely 100% going to be a Washington fan.
Now, he's also, what, two?
He's two. By the time he knows what's going on, I'm hoping Adam Peters and, you know, and Dan Quinn have turned this thing around. That's my goal.
So your older son, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple years ago, was that kind of a full circle moment that he was able to celebrate that one since you took him away from the first one?
Yeah, it definitely it was, you know, he was older. He could appreciate it more. So he had a better party than he would have had however old he was when that first one happened. But yeah, it's so funny because I felt absolutely terrible that I had done it to him and sucked him into something that was so good for me growing up.
Right.
But has been so bad for me as an adult.
Okay, Tim, before we get to some NBA stuff, we need your ruling on something else that's been a conversation point on the show today. How would you react if another grown adult called you daddy-o?
So let's give context. Okay, hold on. There's context.
Yeah, I had to pause for a second because I can't even imagine the context.
One of our great producers, Jovante, who's back in Bristol, over the last however many weeks, months, whatever it is, has been called two things, like as a bro, what's up, whatever. He's been called handsome. Hey, handsome, how you doing? And hey, daddy-o, how you doing? Handsome feels normal-ish, kind of. Daddy-o's an odd one.
Not super comfortable with either one of those.
Really?
Nor would I be with guy, chief.
That just means they don't know your name.
Right. You know, all the different things. I don't think I'd be super comfortable with either one of those, but definitely would have something to say if I got called daddy-o by anybody. I can tell you that right now.
The last thing I have for America's analyst, Tim Legler.
And then I got one quick one that happened to me last night.
Oh, yes.
Right at the end of this. Okay. So go ahead.
So here we go. So we've been debating the best value when you're going out to eat a meal. And Smalls, myself, Canty yesterday, we all said hibachi is the best value.
Yeah.
Pat and Jovante and Nuno back in our studio in Bristol all hate hibachi.
Oh, I could eat it 7 nights a week.
Oh,
that's how much I love that kind of food. I just love that kind of food.
And it's great value,
absolutely.
Right?
Love it. It's a good time. You know, you take the kids. It's a good time. You know, you get a little sake. You know, it's good.
You're catching shrimp. There's
all that stuff. I, by the way,
volcano.
I'm I'm about 82.7% on catching that shrimp lifetime. I'm
wow.
just saying.
Only
just
legs. Saying. Somehow he knows his field goal percentage
saying,
on that.
I'm just saying. I'm pretty good at catching
You're
the shrimp. Pretty good at catching the shrimp.
Do you ever challenge yourself and move back a little bit? You know,
oh, yeah, I've done
contest.
That. I've done that. I've waved the guy back a little bit. Come on. What is this? I mean, you know, come on. Am I an amateur up here? Let's go.
All right. What's your American
Let me be real quick. I went out, had dinner last night, met a buddy in the city, and went to a steakhouse. And I literally don't even know the name of it as we sit here because I've never been there. He recommended it. We went. Walk in, go take us over to our table. And regardless of who I'm with, my wife, a friend, whatever, why are there two tops? It's the worst experience in the world, a two-top table where you're sitting across from each other and the next table is 6 inches away from you. There's going to be two more people sitting there.
Oh, God.
Okay?
So annoying.
So we sit down and I'm like, first of all, in that situation, if I'm forced to because there's nowhere else to sit, I am not the one staring at the table or looking you in the face the whole time. I'm going to be looking at the restaurant. I'm selfish that way. You are going to be looking at the wall if you're behind me. But my buddy goes to the restroom and I get up and I'm like, call the woman. I can't do this. Like, you got to find me. I don't need a four top. I get it. You're cramming people in here. They had three tops, wedge shaped tables in the corners of these restaurants. So on one side of it was enough room for two people to sit, like with a booth back, you know, soft. And then the other side was one chair and it kind of narrowed out. It was the weirdest thing, but it gave me more room. It wasn't a two top. I felt better.
You know,
two tops are the worst thing ever created.
For somebody that watches so much tape and scouts everything, you got to know this going in. I actually put on you.
Yeah, yeah. No. I listen, when we were walking over there, I'm kind of surveying it. Where is she leading us right now? I mean, it was about 25% capacity because it was an early dinner, and I'm looking around a restaurant, and I got a few scoped out that I prefer. And next thing you know, boom, here we go. Menu. We're going to be sitting looking across from each other. And in about 8 minutes, there's going to be a person 4 inches away from my shoulder. And I'm having a private conversation with a friend I haven't seen in a while? No, I don't think so.
And a stranger is on top of you, sitting on your lap.
Yeah, I'm reaching over, grabbing some of their cream spinach. Like, come on, what are we doing here? What is this?
And in New York, you are on top of the other table. You 100%, are right next
I should have got hibachi. I knew it. Should have got hibachi.
There you go, Legs. Tim Legler, he's going to be on the call tomorrow night, Knicks and Celtics. All right, so you get home from dinner last night. You're watching all the NBA games. Yep. Your biggest takeaway from night one back after the All-Star break is – who doesn't
what did I
play?
Say? What did I say? Well, it's part of it. But what did I say yesterday? If you recall, I believe I said it.
Right? The Mavs.
I said.
Here he goes.
Look who can be scary right now. And there's an electricity about their team right now because I'm seeing a belief, a real belief for the first time since Luka's been there, and it's interesting to watch. And the watching the chemistry between he and Kyrie, and where that's gone since he got there. And I really hope they maintain it. I mean, Kyrie, I know, look, he's controversial at times, and people, you know, they wonder, like, where his mind is. When his mind is like this, like it's been leading into the break, like it was last night, and then you have this absolutely unstoppable force in Luka Doncic, and now they've added enough pieces, they have enough depth that they're checking boxes all over the floor. They got shooters, they got rim runners, they got athletes, they've got defenders on the wing. Luka's playing harder defensively, and that's a big thing because I really thought at one point last year I thought this might be the worst defensive player in the league because of his lack of regard for it. He has come so far with terms of just his effort, and that makes other guys accountable when the star player is. So they look great last night. Look, I know that they caught a team that wasn't at full strength. I get it. You know, you don't have Beal. What are you going to do? I feel like it's every night we say that. I'm not basing it on that. I'm basing it on how they played. And I don't care if Beal played last night. That would have had no impact on slowing down Dallas. That's how good they look right now. And watch them start to steadily climb in the West.
The Warriors beat the Lakers last night, the LeBron James-less Lakers.
Yep.
Where are you at with the Warriors right now?
Sucking me back in again.
I know.
Sucking me back. I will say this. And this topic's been going on now for like probably a month about the Warriors. Everything I do is always the Warriors. A lot of people pulled that sheet over them, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't do that. Now, I was definitely kind of halfway up, peeking in there, like checking the pulse every now and then. You know what I mean? But like, I'm like, you can't. And it always gets back to the same thing. As long as 30 looks like that, no discernible decline at all, how can you totally write them off? It comes down to when you have this many guys playing below their career norm, if some of those guys get closer to that, you, again, are a super interesting team. Now, at the end of the day, I think they're too small. I think they're going to have a hard time defending some of these teams in big moments or getting a rebound potentially. But you can't deny that their style of play is going to keep them around if Wiggins plays better offensively like he did last night. If, you know, Klay Thompson was bad last night, but that's probably how it's going to go for him, up and down. Curry still looks like this. Kuminga has been really good now for a couple of months, like his consistency level. Podziemski is a massive acquisition for them in the draft, how smart he is. Draymond's playing great. This is some of the best offense I've seen Draymond Green play in probably 5 years. So where am I at with them? They have a pulse, and they're starting to get me. Number one, I'm going to watch them anyway because Curry's playing. Like, I'll watch that team if they win 20 games. I'll watch them every night because of Steph Curry. But now I have more of a reason to watch them because they're making things a little bit interesting. And you think, who would want to play that team? If you're Minnesota, Oklahoma City, or one of those top seeds, you really want to get your reward to be the Warriors if they're healthy at that time.
America's analyst, Tim Legler. Seat him at the right table at a restaurant, please.
Yeah, we got plenty of room here. This is what I had last night for dinner, a three top, just like this. It's basically what I'm sitting at.
But with people you don't know.
Exactly right.
Tim Legler, you'll hear on the call of the Knicks and the Celtics tomorrow from the Garden. You'll see him on Get Up at 8 a.m. Eastern. He always makes things better, just like True Green does. True Green is ready to elevate your lawn game without making yourself go to the bank, take out money. Oh my God, I don't have nothing left to fix my lawn. No, you're good. They're not going to make you break the bank. True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. How do I know? I'm one of those homeowners that has used True Green. All you got to do is mow and water your lawn. They're going to take care of the rest and make everything beautiful for you. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn price for the best price and the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. It basically goes from brown to green. I mean, that's what you want. You want your lawn to look green. That's TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Each and every day at this time, our producer, Pat Costello, gives us items in and around sports, entertainment, and his life that he's over. Canty back with us on Monday. Smalls wearing my outfit. Evan Cohen with you as well.
Well, to be clear, I replicated your outfit. I'm not literally wearing your outfit.
Good point. Yes. I know. I don't think anybody thought you were wearing my clothing, but yes, you were wearing a hoodie and jacket combo, which is my outfit. Go ahead, Pat.
Can I just say that bacon thing really made me mad the other day? I was making bacon, and it really angered me the way that it was stacked. It was so annoying.
Is there a picture? Is that Fortinball on your chest?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Evan. I'm over. It's presented by Joe Fortinball, host of ESPN Bet. Catch Joe on ESPN Bet weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2 and the ESPN app. You want lacrosse advice? Joey Laxbro's guy. You need lines for tonight's hockey game? Joey Pucks has your back. You want to make some money watching basketball? Joey Dunks is your guy. Joe Fortinball, the best sports betting analyst money can buy.
So I know Fortinball has been calling himself Joey Lax and Joey Pucks. Did he write that promo for you, or did you spend that much time promoting another show?
No, I'm just excellent.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, I'm just that good. Yeah.
Joey Pucks is great.
Imagine if he worked that hard to promote our show.
I mean, you going to pay me?
I mean, someone,
that's the whole thing.
Someone
here
has to pay you to be here, no?
It's not you, though.
Okay, so I need to pay Pat extra. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the whole thing, remember?
Okay. It's
the
sponsorship.
Yeah, my bad. $20 per hit, right?
I respect the hustle, though, from Pat.
Might be a little more for you.
Okay, got it.
It was $25 for Fortinball, or he just gives me great gambling advice for the rest of the year.
One or the other.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm tired of old NBA players talking about how many points they could score in today's NBA games. I love Allen Iverson. That's my guy. That's my dude. Loved him growing up. Probably my favorite basketball player of all time. we don't need you saying you could average 43 points in today's game. I don't even think it's true, but like all these old NBA guys think that they could just dominate in this era. And it's just so blatantly wrong all the time. I just stop doing it.
So let's use someone else. This has been going on for a while. You're right about this. That said, I agree with you with even Hall of Fame level players. Let's use an immortal. What would Michael average today?
Well, how old is he?
No. Okay. Really?
You said today.
Michael at 26, 27 years old in the league today. His career average was 30.1 points per game.
So 30.1 then is what he'd average?
He'd average at least 35. At least 35 points per game. I mean, Embiid is averaging 35.3. Luka's averaging 34.3. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31.1. He's not averaging less points than SGA. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
SGA
he can't shoot threes.
We love SGA.
And you don't think Michael would have figured out that the three-point line was something that he could use to his advantage?
He could have back in the day, and he
but
didn't.
But it wasn't encouraged the way it is now. He would have become the second-best three-point shooter in the league behind Steph.
Okay.
He would have. It's Michael.
Sure, he would have.
I agree. He would have.
I mean, it's hypothetical.
Yes.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah. Per Shannon Sharp, that's what we do around here. Hypotheticals. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
And Shannon.
These type of debates, Shannon, I'm like, we will never know.
Shannon is right. I'm glad somebody said it out loud. Hypotheticals. Next one, Pat.
What do you think the over-under would have been on Michael Jordan threes in a game? Hey, Joe Fortenball, he could probably answer that question. Great host.
Oh,
ESPN Bet, Joe Fortenball, lovely guy.
I'm more of a Daddy O'Lawrence guy myself. As we see
I feel
on the
like Joe
there.
Fortenball has definitely been called Daddy O in his life.
Probably. He seems like a Daddy O guy.
Definitely handsome. Handsome guy, Joe Fortenball, great host.
Oh, boy. Next one, Pat.
Remote workers who post pictures from tropical places, stop doing that. We get it. You work remote. We know. You don't have to keep bragging that you're like in this great tropical place while we're stuck in lovely, lovely Connecticut. Stop doing it. We get it.
This feels like a personal issue, Pat. I'm assuming that something came up on your timeline that prompted this.
I mean, I just see a lot of people doing it on my timeline, and I'm like, okay, so you've got money, and you can go somewhere fancy and do your job there. Shut up.
It must be nice.
That is interesting, though. The person that is full-time remote could literally live anywhere she or he wants to live.
You can work from anywhere. It's the right. whole point of being remote.
And then you choose like to work in a cold weather environment.
But you just have a freedom to be able to go wherever you want. And as long as you execute on your tasks of the day, no problem if you're on a beach.
So in my experience, the people who do that already had money before they had this remote job. Like, the remote job is not the reason they're going there. They had the money, and now they're just bragging about them also being remote, and that's really annoying.
But I guess there's a difference. Like, if your job became remote after it was not remote, and you don't live in a warm weather climate, that makes sense, right? It's like, hey, I built a family here, I have a community here, whatever it is. If you got a job, and let's say you're single, and you have no family holding you down in any way, shape, or form, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm saying, like, your kids are not in school, whatever. Like, and you choose to live in the cold. That's odd, right? Like, yeah. Hey, I got a new job. I'm making good money. It's a remote job. There is no office. I could live anywhere. Let me live in the cold?
Why wouldn't you live in the cold? What if that's where because you're from and your family is there and you love the city, why wouldn't you stay there?
Because it's cold? That would be why I wouldn't live in the cold.
Not everybody just
cold.
Jump ship, Evan, and picks the best available thing
it.
At that time.
That's not a front-running comment.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's a logical comment. You think there are many people across this country that are single, that have no ties to a community, that get a remote job, that wouldn't try to live somewhere else immediately?
Yeah. I think there's a ton of people that love where they're from and want to stay there.
Yeah, and they're psycho.
Thank you, Nuno.
I agree with Evan on this one.
Okay, Fluno.
They're psycho. If you're like, yeah, I can live, like, no disrespect to Vermont. Be like, I can live anywhere. I'm going to Vermont, unless it's a tax thing.
Vermont's
like,
beautiful.
A tax thing? Like, no, you go where the warm weather is.
Love Vermont.
Nuno, I appreciate you backing me up. I have to ask a follow-up. Why even preface it with no disrespect to Vermont? You know how disrespectful that was to Vermont just now?
Yeah, but I felt a little bit better inside when I said no disrespect to Vermont.
Okay. All right, understood. Pat, next one.
You know who moved from somewhere warm to cold is Joe Fortenball, ESPN betting analyst. He moved from Vegas to Connecticut. Joe Fortenball, at Joe Fortenball on Twitter. Follow him. Barry Bonds is the undisputed GOAT, and every time I see stats on Twitter, it just reinforces that even more. And I'm at the point now where I've completely flipped, and it's absurd that he's not in the Hall of Fame. Here are just two that stuck out to me that are unbelievable. Barry Bonds remains 18 intentional walks ahead of the Rays as a franchise. And from 2001 until his retirement, Barry Bonds walked 1,068 times. During that same period, he swung and missed 686 times.
Ooh.
The dude is unreal. Just put him in the Hall of Fame. It's a museum for baseball. He should be in at this point.
Could not agree more. Were you anti-Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame prior to this?
Yeah, I mean, I had the steroid thing in the back of my mind a lot. And I'm over that at this point. Like, it's been long enough. Just put him in.
Pat, I'm so over it,
too. I have a question for you. Outside of your sales job.
Yeah, Joe Fortenball is coming up at 9:15 a.m. Eastern, if you were wondering.
Outside of your sales job with Fortenbaugh as your main advertising partner, do you just go home and look up Barry Bonds stats all day? Like, where did this come from?
I mean, it pops up a lot on Twitter nowadays. People are really in on Barry Bonds stuff. It's all over TikTok. You can find amazing TikTok stats.
Pat's stories that he does for I'm Over It are phenomenal, but they normally stem from somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? Something happened. It's in the news, whatever. I don't know where this Bonds thing stemmed from.
He told you.
The internet.
Social media.
Well, everything stems from the internet. I just didn't know if there was a specific story.
I went on a super deep dive of Ray Lewis hits the other day on TikTok.
Busy day for you?
I just couldn't stop. It was hit after hit after hit. He was a monster. It was amazing.
Joe Fortenball, 9:15.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.